second win in a row in that tri-meet tournament against Bald Eagle Area, a 35-30 win over Bald Eagle Area, and then a win over Hollidaysburg earlier on this morning at 11. That was a 43-27 win. Braves now 10-5 in the dual meet season after having just a heartbreaking loss against Williamsport in the opener of the team tournament last week in Dubois. Changed things around a little bit. Got them here in the Phil Lockoff gym earlier this morning. A little bit of a workout before they left for that 11 o'clock match, and it seemed to do the trick, where last week the Braves struggled a little bit with that early morning wrestling match. Well, Shikellamy will try, the basketball program will try and keep that string going here in just a few minutes as they take on the Lewisburg Green Dragons at 10-10. Ramal Brown will be the starting forward for Lewisburg. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 5 points a game, a 46% free throw shooter. Coleman Weatherite is the 5'11 guard. He's a senior, averaging 10 points a game. Leading scorer on this team, 54% free throw shooter. Van Liskam, as Chief talked about, the 5'10 sophomore guard, averaging 8 points a game, a 75% free throw shooter. Nick Shedleski is the 6'4 junior at forward, averaging 7 points a game, a 52% free throw shooter. And Brock Noon is the other forward, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6 points a game, a 43% free throw shooter. For the Shikellamy Braves this afternoon, it'll be Ulysses Mercado. He's a 5'9 forward, averaging 4 points a game, a 43% free throw shooter. Dylan Stevens, averaging 82% from the free throw line, third on the team in assists, averaging 3 points a game for the 5'10 junior guard. Nate Luciano will be the sophomore at guard. The 5'10 sophomore comes out, averaging about 4 points a game and a 44% free throw shooter. Jarrell Lyles will be the 6'4 senior forward. Lyles leading in all categories right now, averaging 17 points a game. Only categories not leading in is free throws. Jacob Hernandez, the 6'2 forward. Hernandez, the freshman, averaging 6 points a game, third on the team in assists. That's the Shikellamy starting lineup. Tip-off next.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our life, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.com.
Well, we welcome you, those of you listening on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You have not missed any basketball action at all in our Shikellamy triple header today. Things have worked out well. Somebody up there likes us. We've given you the whole, both wrestling matches earlier today. Shikellamy winning both of those, 35-30 for Bald Eagle Area moments ago. Earlier today, a 43-27 win over Hollidaysburg. And you still get Shikellamy basketball in its entirety here on WKOK.com and on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Moments ago, we gave you the starting lineups for the Braves. It'll be Ulysses Mercado, Dylan Stevens, Nate Luciano, Darrell Lyles, and Jacob Hernandez. For Lewisburg, it'll be Ramal Brown, Coleman Weatherite, Ben Liskum, Nick Shedleski, and Brock Noon. Those are the starting lineups. Lewisburg coming in 10-10 on the season. Shikellamy at 4-16, averaging 40% from the floor. A little bit of an improvement, even though they lost against Selins Grove the other night, 61-54. 32% from the free throw line. That also is a little bit of an improvement. And 55% from the free throw line. That is not an improvement, and that was one of the big differences in the game against Selins Grove down the stretch. That and the fact that the Braves were now able to get a rebound on some missed free throws from Selins Grove late in the game. Braves in their home white uniforms on this senior day, maroon numerals and navy blue trim, navy blue lettering and maroon trim around the front. Lewisburg will be in their emerald green with white numerals and lettering and yellow trim. Lyles at the center circle. Joining him there is Noon, and it will be tipped into the backcourt, and Shikellamy will take command, attacking the basket to our left. In the corner, Dylan Stevens with a basketball on the near side. Goes into Lyles. Lyles has to adjust to get the pass. Does a nice job of doing that. Liskum down between the circles. As Lewisburg comes out playing man, Stevens double team, finds Darrell open, can't get the shot to go, rebound underneath by Liskum. Liskum brings it back the other way, goes to the foul line, drives in, now goes near side, Noon for three, no good on the near wing, rebound comes out to Liskum. Braves playing man-to-man as well to start this game, driving in now is Weatherite with the spin, takes the jumper and will get fouled on the way in, and that will send him to the line for the first time this afternoon.
Braves trying to get the ball into Darrell, and their offense is set. Failed the first time. Second time they ran a nice pick and roll. Nice pass to Darrell. Darrell just missed the basket by a little bit bad angle on the glass, and it's very obvious that Lewisburg's dribble, penetrate, and kick out. That's what they've done. Three different players tried that, and number five, Weatherite, I got fouled as he was taking the shot off of his drive.
Makes both of them for the 54% free throw shooter, so it's 2-0 Lewisburg as we get started. First time in the last three games that the Braves have not started with the lead. Coming across Stevens. Stevens will throw it way across court and go to the back court and Luciano to try and get that one. And that, of course, sent over and back.
Worst place to get stopped is on the half court line, either side. But especially on your side, that's the worst spot. And that's what happened, and Dylan threw it away.
Over to left wing is Liskum. Top of the key now in the hands of Shedleski. Shedleski gives it off, swinging around his Weatherite. Now Shedleski on the near wing, guarded there by Lyles. Brown, top of the key, three, comes up short. Lyles tips it into the hands of Stevens. Stevens with a 3-on-3 now. We'll go to the foul line, bounce it over to Mercado, top of the key, Lyles. He starts in, far wing three. Luciano, no good. Rebound by Stevens. He comes out to the three-point side near, overshoots the basket, backside, Liscombe rebound. Liscombe comes up with it now in front of the Shikellamy bench, loses it out of bounds in front of Coach Kudlowski. That was about the best defense I've seen him play in 10 years. Coach Kudlowski.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But, you know, Darrell did a pretty good job of coming out and meeting Liscombe.
Well, if you were between those two guys, you'd be pretty intimidated, too, even with Coach Kudlowski sitting down. Lyles feed inside from Mercado. No good. Second effort, no good. And a foul coming on Shedleski. Team foul number one with 6:08 to go in the first, sending Darrell to the line.
Philadelphia 76ers last night retired Moses Malone's jersey and also made a statue, and then they put all the players' names that he played with on that statue. Well, the reason I'm talking about that is because he was the best person to shoot a shot, miss it, get it back, and put it back up. The second best person I've seen do that is the guy that's on the line right now, Darrell Lyles. He did it again, folks. Almost killed Dylan Stevens in doing it, all right, but he did it. Missed his first foul shot.
Second one, he is up. Back iron, no good. Stevens with a rebound, though. Braves get a freebie there and a reset. Deep three, Mercado, and that was from so far out. I didn't even know if he could see the basket. Missed it. Lewisburg got the rebound. Liscombe now with it. They'll send it in the corner to Brown on the far side. He'll work his way in on Stevens. Take the jumper short. Good defense by Stevens. He'll get the rebound.
That's four rebounds for Dylan right now, Kevin. He's got two offensive and two defensive boards.
Hernandez with his first touch of the basketball goes into the low post, forces his way around Brown, puts it up and in, two all with 3:35 to go in the first. Top of the key, Liscombe over to Brown now between the circles. Now he'll go to the left side to Noon. He will kick it back in, then back out. Liscombe has it again. Make that Shedleski with the basketball again. He'll get it back out to Noon. Then they'll reset the offense again with 5:16 to go. They'll continue to pass out front. Shedleski with it. Now to the top of the key, Weatherite. Weatherite drives in. Mercado got a hand on the ball, then a little bit of hand on the arm, too.
Yeah, Ulysses with the foul. That's going to be his second, Kevin. That's two. That's bad start, all right, for him.
Well, especially, and if you're just joining us, did not hear that out for this game is Long. Also out for this game for the Shikellamy Braves, too, is Chad Blacius. Making the first is Weatherite. So the Braves are thin at the forward position right now.
No field goals yet, Kevin. All foul shots. And there's the missed one, the first one that Weatherite missed.
Brown tips it, but tips it out of bounds into an empty set of bleachers here next to us. I'm starting to think that was our, we're here. Nobody wants to be around us.
I don't know, Kevin. Lewisburg with the full court press. They have to remember that the corners at the far end are always open.
Stevens gets the feed inside as they break the press. Foul line jumper for Lyles. And that one was the best looking foul shot he hit in the last three.
At the front of the rim, it just got, eased its way in from there.
He looked comfortable there.
He did a nice job. Set his feet. Nice rotation on the release.
Shedleski with the basketball now to Noon. Out of the top of the key. And Brown will have it on the near wing with 4:30 to go. And Shikellamy up by one. Shedleski in the baseline. They'll swing it around back out top to Liscombe. Now Shedleski with it again. Brings Lyles out with him as the Braves continue to play man-to-man. On the far side, driving in forcefully for the first points from the floor for Lewisburg. Noon comes up with it.
And he took advantage of the freshman Jacob Hernandez making the mistake. Hernandez gave him the baseline.
In the corner, it is Luciano who picks it, throws it to Weatherite. That should be a carry. And it is. Now, Weatherite tried a fast break but forgot to bring the basketball with him and got called for a carry. Did a nice steal.
Well, when you get the ball and nobody's between you and that basket, you're going to go as fast as you can, sometimes not in control.
And make that Stevens feeds it inside for Nate Manier, who checked in at the last stoppage, and the assist from Stevens is good for two for Manier.
And Dylan did what you have to do. He attacked, and when a guy came out on him, Nate was all alone in the low box, and he got him a good pass. Nate gets his first points.
Shedleski fires up a three from the far wing. That will give Lewisburg a two-point lead, 8-6, 3:30 to go in the first.
He got away from Darrell Lyles that time. Darrell's been doing a good job with him, and here's another bad pass, Kevin.
Yeah, Nate Menier faked the pass and then went over the head of Stevens in the backcourt. And Bauman will come in now for Shikalimi as Stevens will get a chance to get a break.
This point in the season, those passes shouldn't occur.
Yeah. You don't want those, right?
And even if you've got, even if you're being pressured somewhat. But we've seen two of them so far.
Bounce pass into the corner now into the hands of Shedleski. Shedleski works his way around. He'll go to the top of the key to Brown. Brown will start in, then come back out. Now on the wing, it's Liscombe. Liscombe to the near corner to Noon. So far wing now with the basketball, Shedleski. And Lewisburg patient to run some clock off. Under three to go, up two here in this first period at Shikalimi.
A lot of cuts through the middle by Lewisburg on their offense, trying to get somebody open. Also some backdoor cuts too, Kevin.
Now driving in with a basketball and making a nice left-handed move is Weatherright.
I can see why he's the leading scorer. He's very aggressive when he has the basketball. That time he drove right down the right side, right through everybody to get his fifth point.
Lewisburg with their largest lead of the afternoon. Weatherright gets called for the foul as he was attacking Bauman as he was trying to get it. Yeah, that was.
You could have left that one go and nobody would have said anything. And you could have called it, nobody would have said anything.
Referee's discretion?
Yes, exactly.
I see.
It depends on what kind of officiating you do.
Right? Second team foul on Lewisburg. First one for Weatherright. 10-6. Shikalimi with a basketball trailing Lewisburg with 2:20 to go in the first. And that pass tipped out of bounds by Weatherright. Weatherright actually was trying to hold back from touching that, and he got a fingernail on it. If he would have trimmed his fingernails this morning, that would have been out on Shikalimi.
Whatever you say, Kev.
Bounce pass into Lyles. Lyles working in. Turns around with a right side move. Can't get it to drop. Lewisburg with a rebound. Quickly back the other way. Liscombe with a jumper from about 10. No good. Lyles with it. Lyles is going to push it up court. He's got a three-on-three. Decides to take it all of Lonesome. And an offensive foul. Lyles will get the player control foul. That'll be team foul number three. And it is 1:59 to go in the first period with a four-point Lewisburg lead.
That was a one-on-three. Darrell tried to break through, and he probably would have been better off. They kept retreating. He might have been better off just to stop 5 feet from the basket and shoot a jump shot. But that might not be in his repertoire.
Weatherright to Brown from the corner just inside for two. Marshall, who just came in, gets the rebound. Now Bauman with a minute 45 to go, finds Lyles on the circle. Now he'll go around the corner and into the near corner to Menier. Menier swings it around to the near wing. He's working, trying to get through Noon. And that pass is tipped. Controlled by Weatherright. Weatherright will lay it up and in. Right side, right hand, right in. Now a six-point Lewisburg lead, their largest of the afternoon.
Seven for Coleman. A good first quarter for him, but he earned every one of them. That was a great steal and a hard drive to the basket.
Seven of the 12, I might add, for Lewisburg. Menier looking for a place to go with it. Finds Lyles. Back to Menier on the far wing. Inside Marshall. Marshall short on the shot. Missed the rim. Coming back the other way is Liscombe. Liscombe now goes top of the key to Shedleski. Into the corner. Brown. Three. Nope. Back iron. Rebound Menier. Nate will bring it up now. Find Lyles with 47 seconds to go. Near wing three. Bauman, who was hot from the JV game, came up short that time. Out of bounds off of Shikalimi. It'll be Lewisburg basketball as Stevens comes in. And for Lewisburg, it'll be Ramirez, Lance, and that looks like Mabry.
42 is Mabry, Kevin. Calvin Mabry.
Under 40 seconds remaining. Lewisburg will have the ball. By the way, that's the first changes for Lewisburg in this game. Personnel-wise, Ramirez will find Shedleski, who lays it up and in, and it's now a 14-6 Lewisburg lead.
You need to drop in the middle on that full-court press, and nobody from the Braves did, and Shedleski took advantage of it.
Bauman now in trouble in front of the Lewisburg bench with 15 seconds. Threw it away. Mabry comes up with it. He finds Shedleski. Shedleski over the right side to Weatherright. Weatherright jump step, drops one, but can't get it to go in the rim, and is lost out of bounds off of Shikellamy. It'll be Lewisburg ball.
Tough call that time, Kevin. Bill Stevens thought he had the Lewisburg defender boxed and the ball was going to drop out of bounds, but they said it came off of him.
And with it is Lance. Lance will lob it in. And Shedlesky will try and go top of the key. Deep three, Ramirez missed everything, and that'll do it for the first period of play. At the end of one, it is Lewisburg 14, Shikellamy 6. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans, our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up too. Little Addie features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with the Chief Dave Ritchie as the Braves take on Lewisburg. Lewisburg leading here in the end of the first period 14-6 on a busy Shikellamy sports day on WKOK. Steve Williams made the trip out the Bald Eagle area. Saw the wrestling team beat Hollidaysburg 43-27. Then we had an hour of Kim Commando, as the Chief mentioned during the break. Then back to wrestling at 1. Shikellamy winning at 35-30 and segueing right into Shikellamy basketball.
You can't say enough about 1070, Kevin. That's all I can say. We only have 10,000 watts during the day and 1,000 at night. But
we're using all 10,000 today.
We got good programming.
Weatherite driving in now, and looks like that will be Van Kirk that will pick the foul up as he came in at the end of the period.
Jared worked his way into more varsity time this second half of the season, and he deserves it. I mean, he hustles, you know, again, he's giving away a lot of height, but he gets a lot of rebounds, and he can score from the outside. There's Shedlesky again, Kevin.
Wow, that one was really forceful on that jump shot. It rattled the rim and the backboard.
Just a 10-footer.
16-6, Lewisburg with a 10-point lead, their largest of the afternoon. Stevens, near wing three, aired it out, nothing there. Underneath, though, to pick up the ball was Van Kirk for a second. He had it stolen away by Lance. He finds Ramirez on the prayer pass. He dishes it off then to Mabry, who lays it up and in.
Braves cannot beat the full court press, and then it gets back to a half court, and they're just having all kinds of problems with it, Kevin.
Van Kirk in the far corner now breaks the press. He'll get it back from Lyles. Now Lyles on the far wing. Near wing, Ballman three. That one off the iron, no good. Rebound off of the hands. Actually, I thought that was going to be off the hands of Marshall, but it's not. It's off Mabry.
Mabry, yeah. Mabry had position. Davis pushed him, pushed a little bit from the back, and the ball came loose. Mabry did have that ball in his hands.
Weatherite will get a break here for the first time this afternoon, as coming into the game now is Brooks. Between the circles, Bauman with it. Now to Stevens. Top of the key, Marshall. Marshall will move to the right side and find Ballman there. Top of the key again, Lyles. And you hear Bill Ziegler yelling, forward, forward, push the ball inside. And they try, and Ballman couldn't keep up with it. The ball was behind him.
And Ramirez lost it out of bounds as he stole it, Kevin.
Yeah, got a break right there in front of the scorer's table. So Ballman and Marshall will come out now. Hernandez back in with Luciano. And it looks like there's going to be a timeout here. 30-second timeout by Bill Ziegler with 6:32 to go here in the first half of play. It is Shikellamy trailing Lewisburg 18-6.
Not having the best of offensive starts, Kevin. And to be honest with you, you miss Braden Long. All right? I mean, he's another one of those kids that can score on the inside and the outside. But I think the biggest factor has been Lewisburg's defense. That full court press gives them problems, and then they get it to the half court and they trap off of it, and the Braves cannot get the ball inside right now.
Well, the Braves got a break there with that ball being tipped out of bounds by Ramirez, so they need some points in this possession desperately. And it can't be a three because they have been 0 for in the three-point shots here
for the last three possessions.
Hernandez is wide open in the low box on the other side, and nobody sees him.
And a foul on Ramirez will be team foul number three on Lewisburg. And that will give Stevens a chance to inbound to our left now. And with 6:14 to go, he'll throw it into the backcourt to Luciano. Luciano switches hands on the dribble, goes to the foul line, comes up short because he was looking for Hernandez. Hernandez short on his shot. Now Stevens gets it into the corner. Luciano three, just off the rim. Lyles rips down the rebound, loses it, gets it back, goes right up off the window and in. That was a good possession, a hard-fought rebound, too.
Oh, it's 100% strength, Kevin. And then after the strength, you get the touch, all right, for the 2 points.
A weight room rebound, and there's a three by Mabry on the wing. Actually, that's Lance on the wing, far side. That one's no good. Braves get the rebound, and we'll have a chance to cut the lead to single digits. Into the corner, Luciano. Now to Stevens. Stevens head fakes to the foul line. Has it tapped out of his hands, gets it back. Looks for Lyles. Lyles forcefully to the bucket, in the cylinder, and rattled right back out.
Well, he's frustrated right now, Kevin. He's, you know, the shots that he usually makes, he hasn't been making. He's getting enough of them, but just a little softer touch. That's easy for me to say. I don't have three guys hanging on my arms.
Well,
either.
That's what I was going to say. That's what do you have to do to make those things go in? He's got good looks, and he's shooting the ball all right. They're just rattling right out. Now with the basketball, Lewisburg will send it around to the near wing now with Brooks. Brooks feeds it inside, and they'll go to the baseline and find Mabry for two.
That was a great pass by Brooks to Mabry. That was really a no-look to the opposite side low box, and Brooks was all alone.
Luciano with the basketball sends it over now in the hands of Van Kirk, who loses it out of bounds.
It went right through Jared's hands, hit his face, and went out of bounds. Tough game if you don't catch the ball. Do you notice that, Kevin?
It can be challenging.
I'm trying to tell that to my grandson, who's three. Every time I throw him the ball, he doesn't put his hands out, all right?
Catch the ball?
Hit in the chest or the face.
Here's a three-point shot by Brown. That comes up short. Luciano picks it up. Braves down by 12 as Stevens has it. Far wing three. Back iron no. Hits the scoreboard above the basket and will be out of play.
Well, guess who would have got that rebound and put it right back up, Kevin, if it wouldn't hit the top?
Darrell Lyles.
Darrell Lyles. He was in position. It's one thing I like about Darrell. He doesn't stand around the outside and look around. He gets right in amongst the into the action all the time. It's just a natural for him in there, Kevin.
Doesn't wait. Top of the key, hitting a three. Right off the dribble is Liscombe.
His first points, Kevin, three. Big one, though. Puts him up 23-8.
Graves still looking for double digits right now. Luciano goes to the far wing, now to the top of the key at the foul line. Runner in and out, no good. Graves can't buy a bucket right now. Reverse layup, Lyles can't get that one to go. Lyles steals it away, fighting for it on the baseline, gets it back, kicks it out near wing, three, good! And Luciano hits a three, and finally, after about a dozen possessions, the Braves finally get on the board.
You have no idea, folks, how hard Darrell Lyles worked to get that ball.
Oh.
You cannot describe it on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know how to myself. And Luciano picks up the loose ball at the other end. They'll go underneath to Hernandez. Hernandez backs up a little bit and draws the foul on Brown.
I remember the old Miller Lite commercials with Bubba Smith, and they said, how do you play defense, Bubba? He says, I just grab the whole backfield, and I pick the one out that has the ball, and I tackle him. Well, that's kind of what Darrell did underneath the basket there.
That's good.
He took on the entire Lewisburg backcourt and got the ball and kicked it out to Luciano, who made the three.
And there's Hernandez at the line, who made a decent shot, a decent free throw there, and it doesn't go. That's just the way the afternoon's been.
You know, it's amazing. That rim's a lot bigger than you think, and that ball gets in there. Well, he makes the second. But, you know, that first one looked good, too, and it bounced all over the place.
23-11, Shikellamy with the lead right now. I'm sorry, Shikellamy trailing right now. 23-12. Now Liscombe with the basketball, goes left side. He'll find Noon down to the baseline, and Mercado stole it away for a second. Now Brooks on the near wing, fires up a three, backside rebound Hernandez.
The Braves are very good at rebounding today, Kevin. They just have to start putting the ball in the basket.
And top of the key three. Luciano hits it.
Nice step forward, step back, put the three up. And that was out there, Kevin. That was about 2 feet on the up, on the far side of the three-point line.
Yeah, he was definitely in college three-point land.
6 points for him tonight.
There's a three, or a two, by Shedleski off the far side. No good. Gets the rebound, though.
Good
loose
hustle.
Ball. Van Kirk chases it down on the Shikalimi side of the court. He finds Hernandez. Hernandez makes his way in.
I like
and
it.
Draws a foul.
I like it. Right to the bucket. But let's talk about the hustle by Van Kirk. Jared Van Kirk, that ball was going to be backcourt. Lewisburg just kind of stopped, and he just went after it. And that started the big rush. Got the ball into Hernandez. Hernandez went down the left side, drew the foul.
Foul on Noon. It will be team foul number five, his first, and that one is good for Hernandez. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
In and out on the second opportunity by Hernandez. Lewisburg gets the rebound. Weatherite will bring it up here on the near side. Liscombe sends it over now onto the far side to Noon. Bounce pass inside Brown. Brown makes a man go off his feet. Uh-oh, that was just ripped out of his hands by Mercado.
Yeah, that's
and
a
travel, and Brown got on the floor and rolled.
He didn't roll. He actually got to his knees.
Kind of slid, yeah.
Well, he
slid
got to
his knees.
And they did. That's the right call. Mercado started that whole thing by knocking the ball out of what looked like it was going to be a sure 2 points, all right, for Lewisburg.
23-16, a little more intensity for the Braves now. Luciano in some trouble. Loses the ball. Picked off, brought back the other way by Weatherite. No good on the shot. A heavy rush coming from Liscombe, who picks up the loose ball himself on the rebound. That was good effort there by Ben. Liscombe now between the circles gives it to Weatherite. Now back to Liscombe. Bounce pass on the near wing. Firing it up is Noon. That one short. Rebound Hernandez to Luciano. Luciano on the far wing now. He's looking for something to do with it. Sends it inside for Marshall. Marshall catch, shoot, off the window and in. And a timeout by Lewisburg as the Braves have cut the lead now to 5 with a minute 17 to go in the half.
That's the best I've seen Davis Marshall play in the box. He did a nice job on the roll. Better job by Luciano to get a high pass, a high arcing pass into him. The only person that was going to get that ball was Davis. And to Davis' credit, when he caught it, all right, he got hit pretty hard. No foul was called, but he held on to the ball and put it in for the layup. So his first bucket of the night. And, you know, with Darrell Lyles getting a rest here, this is big.
Very big, yeah.
You got the sophomore and you got the freshman big guys in there. And Darrell getting a break here before the third quarter, before the halftime. And they're doing a good job, both Hernandez and Marshall, with rebounding and playing defense, Kevin.
23-18, a minute 17 to go. Lewisburg will have the ball here as we continue in the second period. Bounce pass, Weatherite in the near wing, top of the key now, Liscombe. Now Weatherite again to the baseline. Brown passes tipped by Mercado, picked off by Nate Menier. Menier will send it across court to Luciano. Luciano inside to Hernandez. Hernandez short, might have had that one redirected a little bit.
Golden opportunity there, Kevin.
Liscombe driving in now. They'll find Shedleski, who almost traveled with that one.
That's a great steal by Nate Menier to start that whole thing, Kevin.
Sure was. High pass back from the baseline to the top of the key now to Liscombe. 38 seconds to go. Now Brown in the baseline. They left him go. He came up short. Mercado with the loose ball. Now to Menier with 30 seconds remaining. Braves trail it by 5. Menier now with the basketball, goes around the right side, fakes it inside. Now he goes to Hernandez, back out to Marshall, top of the key, 3, short. Green shirts underneath the basket for Noon, picks it up. 15 seconds remaining. And here comes Lewisburg with the basketball and likely the last possession. And a big 3 coming Weatherite from the corner, no good. 3 seconds, Mercado fires up a half-court shot, missed it. That'll do it for the first half of play. At the end of the first 16, it is Shikellamy trailing Lewisburg 23-18. Lewisburg on top of the half on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Dunbarry Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Dunbarry Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Dunbarry. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Dunbarry Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW, located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Back at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, where the Braves trail Lewisburg 23-18 here at the half. It's been a good day for Shikellamy sports on the winter sports season here on WKOK. Earlier this morning, Steve Williams followed the wrestling team out to Bald Eagle area for a tri-meet against Bald Eagle area and Hollidaysburg. They matched up with Hollidaysburg first and won 43-27. And then about 2 hours ago now, they started the match with the homestanding Bald Eagle area Eagles and won that one 35-30, improving to 10-5 on the dual meet season. Very good Shikellamy wrestling dual meet record after, as we mentioned, faltering a little bit in the district team tournament against Williamsport 1 week ago out in Dubois. And Steve will be following the individual wrestling tournament matchups later on in the month of February as the Braves head out to Clearfield and then to Altoona for the Northwest Regionals before going down and wrapping up the season in Hershey. We'll have the finals for the district or the multiple district tournament coming up in Clearfield. That'll be coming up in about 2 weeks, I believe, from today. And then on the way to Altoona, we'll have the finals there as well. And, of course, the state finals. If we have more wrestlers in the AA state finals, we'll cover the AA in the afternoon in March. If it's more wrestlers in AAA, we'll cover those for you. The Braves basketball team have one more game on the schedule here on Monday night. That will be against the Southern Columbia Tigers. We'll have that here on WKOK and on WKOK.com as well. That catches you up on our schedule. You can also find it online at WKOK.com. Halftime here at Shikellamy. Lewisburg leading it 23-18. A very good late second quarter for the Braves. Yeah. Not a good start to it.
First 4 minutes weren't that productive. They had one basket, but they did score 12. They got 12 points in the second quarter, held Lewisburg to 9. Had a lot of other opportunities. They just couldn't take advantage of it. Lewisburg stopped scoring, and one of the reasons they stopped scoring was I think the Braves got a handle on Coleman Witherite, because Coleman Witherite, he controlled that first quarter, and basically because his overall hustle both on defense and offense, and of course Sileski got 5 points in that. Nick has 7 altogether, but he had 5 in that first quarter too, only 2 in the second quarter. The Braves have 6 points from Nate Luciano. Both of those threes in the second quarter. Darrell Lyles with four, Jacob Hernandez with four, Davis Marshall and Nate Menier with baskets for 2 points apiece.
Well, unfortunately, the Braves are not going to qualify for the Heartland Conference tournament, which will be coming up late next week here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Right now, it looks like the Division I representative will be Danville. Loyal Sauk will be the Division II representative. Mount Carmel will be the Division III representative. And it appears as though it'll either be, right now, Montoursville, I think, is leading the way for the wild card. Although Southern Columbia has also been mentioned as well. I personally think it's going to end up being Montoursville as the wild card, but that should be one heck of a tournament here on the boys' side coming up here in just about a week's time at Shikellamy.
Is it this coming week? Is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I believe it is. Now, I may not be. Yeah. I may be incorrect with that. I don't remember the schedule right off the top of my head, but it's coming up very. It's coming up in the next 2 weeks.
The regular season ends on Monday. It should end for Monday.
Now, one of the other things we could tell you about, too, is we had been talking about the District 411 5A tournament, the joint tournament between and the boys and girls involving Shikellamy and Selinge Grove on the 5A side. And that tournament is pretty much locked up right now. And unfortunately, on the boys' side, it'll be Pottsville, Blue Mountain, Bangor, and Southern Lehigh. On the outside looking in is East Stroudsburg North at 4-18, Shikellamy at 4-16, and then Selinge Grove at 3-16. Those three teams will not make the tournament. They take the top four and anybody 500 or more. Now on the girls' side, there's still some there's still a possibility of a District 4 team making it. Right now it's Southern Lehigh, Bangor, Pottsville, and Blue Mountain. But Shikellamy at last check 9-10 with three games remaining on the schedule. Is that still correct, Chief?
They're 9-11.
9-11. Thank you. I did not see the numbers.
They lost to Shamokin last night.
Yeah, that's the game I was not sure about, but I knew you would know.
Yeah, they lost to Shamokin, so they're 9-11.
So two games are still left. If they can win both of those games, they would be 11-11, and then they would enter the tournament as a 500 team.
Well, guess who they play Monday?
Who do they play Monday?
Southern Area. And right now, Southern Area is playing exceptionally well. One of the former coaches at Shamokin, all right, is now the head coach at Southern, all right?
Yeah, they're leading the way in girls double A.
Yeah, and then they play Lion Mountain on Wednesday. So there's a game after Monday. Wednesday, Lion Mountain plays. They play Lion Mountain on Wednesday. Lion Mountain is in. I'm not saying they can't beat Southern, but Southern's very, very good. Bill Callahan's the coach out there, and he got a really nice squad from last year. That Southern girls had a great year last year, and the coach retired, and Bill's the principal out there, and he took over the program. It also helps that he has twin daughters that are playing on the team too. So I can't believe those kids are old enough to play high school basketball, because when I first got to know Bill, I think they were just born.
Oh, time really does fly. It's not an analogy, and it's not a saying. 23-18, Lewisburg leading Shikellamy. Halftime is just about over. Second half coming up next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of the Susquehanna Valley Mall, Selinge Grove.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Shikalimi starts with the ball here in the second half, feeds it inside to Hernandez, got a good two there and a good movement with the basketball, and have denied Lewisburg a good clean opportunity as Noon fires it up for three and couldn't get it. Braves have a chance to cut the lead to one or tie it. They trail by three right now with just a minute gone by. Luciano will get fouled on the way in as he'll get fouled by Shedleski. It'll be Brown, Weatherite, Liskum, Shedleski, and Noon. And for the Braves, it'll be Mercado, Stevens, Luciano, Hernandez, and Lyles.
Well, Nate Luciano has been the big, big factor in these first two times down the court. He dribble penetrated the first time and got the pass off to Hernandez for an easy bucket. And this time he drove down the left side after a nice ball fake to the right and got fouled. Unfortunately, he missed the first foul shot, Kevin.
44% free throw shooter on the year. We'll have a chance with 6:50 to go here in the third period to pick up the second. Takes his time, throws it up there, and rolls it off the front edge, and rattles it home.
7 points for Nate.
And what once was a double-digit lead for Lewisburg has now been cut by two, and Mercado stole it away. He'll lay it up, no whistle, can't get it to go. Rebound and bringing it back is Weatherite. Weatherite, bounce pass, right side, blocked by Lyles. He just stuffed Noon into next week.
Well, that was a three-on-one, and Weatherite did the right thing. He passed it off to the right box, and Jarrell dropped from the middle and just swatted that thing out of bounds.
Lewisburg will get the ball back on the slap out of bounds, and Mercado just about stole another one and went the distance, and he stole that one on the second effort. Goes to the floor for it, and a whistle.
He's out of bounds.
And he is out of bounds as he had possession of the ball.
His foot was out of bounds.
He had possession of the ball before Noon got there, and it's out of bounds, and wow, the intensity there by Mercado is really picked up.
I think there's a little flame after Ulysses right now. Every time he goes past somebody, he's that quick.
Well,
he was
showing me he's got the shoes he's been wearing all year. That pass is picked off by Hernandez. Mercado's shoes that he's been wearing all year are PlayStation shoes. Three-pointer on the way by Stevens. No good. Mercado picks it up. Foul line, Lyles, near side, Liskum, or make that Luciano, a long three. Hernandez with a save, but it goes into the hands of Brown. Mercado picks it off, goes to the bucket, and missed the shot, but he'll go to the line. Gotta be the shoes. I asked him, do those PlayStation shoes come with a remote control? Because right now he's playing arcade-style basketball.
He's all over the court, Kevin. In fact, he's been such a pain, Lewisburg just called a timeout.
Wow.
I don't know if it's a fool. It's a fool.
It's a fool.
Well, between Nate Luciano and Ulysses Mercado, all right, I'm sure Lewisburg doesn't want to see any Shikalimi's guards. Unfortunately, all right, after those great steals, we just haven't been able to score, even from the foul line, all right? We've only scored one time, but it's really like a high-energy buzz that's in this on this Shikalimi team right now. They've
sure
gotten
is.
Lewisburg flat-footed. They've been throwing the ball into the passing lane, and Hernandez just stepped in and stole a pass in the paint. Mercado's been all over. When he missed this one right in front of us and then immediately came back and the Lewisburg player
turned. He came back the other side of the court almost.
And got on the other side where he just missed it and intercepted that one. Of course, he fell to the floor and his foot went out of bounds. But those are the things that, as a spectator, we can't explain it to you over the radio. You have to see this.
All right, and how they play.
You'll have to ask him about the. I'm obsessed. I have to admit, I'm obsessed with the PlayStation shoes. I joked. I said, "Is there a remote control with those?" He goes, "No, but you know what? The tongues light up, and he presses the button, and they light up on the tongue." That's good stuff.
You were born too late. Kevin.
I was.
You were.
Makes the first one.
There's no time elapsed from the time Ulysses gets the ball at the foul line.
No.
It goes right up.
This one to tie it over, spins it, doesn't even bounce it again, and it is good. Tied at 23 with the up-tempo play from you. Over to the far side with the basketball, Lance. They'll give it off now to Ramirez as they make some wholesale changes after that timeout.
Well, Coach Salzman probably said, "Hey, guys, we got to pick our game up here. They're out hustling us right now."
Ramirez at the foul line in some trouble. Goes to Brown on the near corner. Three. In and out. No good. Tipped around. Backside rebound. Shedleski. Shedleski goes into the corner now. They'll feed it into Weatherite. Weatherite back out to Lance in the far corner.
Braves doing a nice job of helping out on the defense. Dropping in the right spots. Giving Lewisburg all kinds of problems.
They are really struggling with this 2-3 zone
right now. That's because the Braves are playing it, just hustling at it, all right?
And there were six set of hands in that one when it went to the foul line to Shedleski. It got tipped out of bounds. The officials are conferring at a Lewisburg ball.
Yeah, I think that's the right call.
I do, too.
Because the ball came out from the paint and the Braves were in there.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you. I know there's a lot of groans, but I think you're right there. Oh. Lyle says it doesn't matter. I'll just swipe it right out of the hands of Lance. Luciano tries to send it inside to Hernandez, and Hernandez could not hang on to the hot bounce pass.
If there's one thing that Jacob sometimes is a little lax on, that's catching the pass off of the break and when you're posted up. And that's his hands just don't seem to get there in time. And I'm not being critical, but it's just one of those things that we've noticed.
Well, keep in mind, he's got about three more years to perfect it. That's
yes,
the
does.
Beauty of that, of the young freshman there. And sometimes I think we forget that, even though he's got a year of varsity under his belt.
The way he rebounds and the way he plays defense and scores, I'll take that. We'll take that as his one problem.
Ulysses Mercado has been all over the court now, stealing the ball, got a bump foul time.
That's his third.
And that will be number three. That'll bring Marshall into the game, but he's coming in for Hernandez. Team foul number one on the Braves. And now Weatherite will have it between the circles with 4:28 to go, all tied at 23. Into the corner, Weatherite, three, far side, drained it. Well, big three-pointer there.
They left him all alone. And that's the first points for Lewisburg, and it's a big one, all right? A three-pointer by Weatherite.
Took him almost half the second, a third period to do it.
That gives him 10, Kevin, for the game.
In the corner, Mercado, no-look pass to the near wing to Luciano. Luciano goes left side. Stevens, deep three, and he got it. Tied at 26.
You can watch a shot take off, and you almost know it's going to go in right away. And that was one of them. It just had a beautiful arc to it, Kevin. And good for Dylan. All right, he needs that. All right, he's a good shooter. He's got to get a little more confidence back.
That ball looked like it was in slow motion when it went up too. Ramirez now feeds it inside, and Shedleski draws a crowd. Lyle's got a hand on that from behind. Lyle's got the rebound. He had it tipped away from behind. Ramirez short with the shot. Lyle's with the rebound. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens, who had good defense on that Ramirez shot, now in trouble on the baseline. Stolen away by Lance. Lance will bring it up the far side. Pass to the near wing to Brown. Top of the key, Shedleski back to Brown. Corner, Weatherite, three, near side, no good. Tipped out, Brown comes up with it. Brown, long pass around the corner. As Shedleski on the far wing now slows it down. They'll go back to Lance in the far corner once again. He'll run the baseline a little bit. Then come out to the top of the key to Weatherite.
They're a little leery of shooting there with Durrell in the paint, Kevin. He just blocked too many shots.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
What feed good defense.
Feed inside to Brown. Brown got collapsed on the baseline. Goes out to Weatherite. Weatherite over top of Lyles, and he had to go way up to get over him, and he missed the shot.
Changed his shot, got it way off the top of the board, and give Durrell. That's as good as a block, Kevin.
Lyles gets the rebound. Luciano picks it up. Braves looking for their first lead since very early. Actually, they haven't led in this game, now that I think about it. And Weatherite underneath.
can't keep that one in play as he got the steal and lost it right in front of the chief.
Dillon's got to stop driving down into that low box. That's twice now that he's gotten down there and got himself in trouble.
That's no man's land.
I mean, there's no place to go. You got the baseline. That's like another defender, and you got the big guys in there, and it's hard to get the pass back out.
Manier will come in now for Stevens as he gets a little bit of a breather with 2:12 to go in the third.
Carson Ballman's in, too.
And there's a feed right there to Lyles, and Lyles took advantage of a huge mismatch
with
Ramirez.
Nate Manier, great pass off the screen, and you get Darrell the ball that deep, he's going to make it.
Well, Ramirez, who's been a very scrappy player and very aggressive underneath, he was given up by about a half a foot to Darrell, not to mention the reach. At the foul line with it is Mabry. Mabry kicks it around. And a steal by Mercado. Made the save on the sideline. Has a two-on-two with Ballman. Ballman at his pocket. Picked by Ramirez. Ramirez back the other way. He'll go to Lance on the right side.
That's got
to
be a foul, Kevin. Sorry. You can't run through a guy and steal the ball without getting your
body on
it. The one down here with Ramirez.
There's a steal again as
by Mercado.
Mercado as the... Looked like that was Mabry that was tied up there at the foul line. Bounce pass into Davis. Marshall. Marshall turns around, spins, and lays it up and in. And the Braves with a four-point lead with a minute to go in the third and a big third quarter.
Davis was a nice little spin move to the inside. Came to his left. I like to see kids go to their left, especially if they're right-handed, Kevin.
In the corner, Weatherite three. No good. Rebound. Mercado on the backside. He's looking for an outlet. He punches the ball over to Lyles.
How tough is Ulysses Mercado in the zone? He plays down in the low box, all right?
Lyles, an uncontested deep three off the window. No good. Mercado out front with it. Goes back up for three, and he got it! The big U hit the tray with 28.6 to go in the third. Oh, wow!
There's a foul.
And a whistle.
There's a foul, too, but it's against Shikalimi.
It is against Shikalimi.
The basket's
after, yeah, that was after the basket. And we're waiting to see who it was on because it was on number
Nate
four,
Manier.
Nate Manier.
Underneath the basket, away from the ball.
Mercado coming out of the Shikalimi fans, giving him a hand, and he has had a great quarter.
5 points, but that doesn't tell the whole story, folks.
Five points and about six steals.
Great defense. And got everybody energized, even you and me, Kevin. I could see you squirming over there in the seat.
You can't help it. Over to the near corner with it. Lance has it. He's in trouble. Van Kirk does a great job defensively. Mabry will get hacked on the way to the bucket. That one no good, but with 11 seconds to go, he'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's going to be on Marshall, his first, team's third.
Well, Calvin Mabry had three guys on him when he went to take that shot, and I think they all fouled him. They just gave it to Davis, and he misses the first, Kevin.
He did. And checking into the game now for Lewisburg is Ben Liskum.
11 seconds to go here, Kevin. It's been a good quarter for the Braves.
Mabry, a 50% free throw shooter, missed them both.
Rebound.
And a big rebound by Marshall with 8 seconds to go. Braves up 33-26. Ballman has it with four. Goes to the right side with three. Manier lost the handle on it. Tried to move before he had the ball with 1.3. He knew time was running out and got into a little bit of a rush.
But they didn't get a chance to score again, Kevin. 7-point lead, they could have made it 9 or 10 points.
Well, now you got to make sure you don't give up a freebie, and they don't, as the half-court shot goes nowhere near the basket by Shedlesky. So at the end of three, Shikalimi gets their first lead of the game, 33-26 over Lewisburg. This is Shikalimi basketball on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Well, how good was that third period for Shikalimi? Defensively, they gave up a three. One three-pointer, and it took midway through the fourth period for that to happen. Midway through the third period, actually almost 3 minutes to go in the third period
15,
for that to happen.
15-3 run by the Braves that time, and they also had two threes, one by Dylan Stevens and one by Ulysses Mercado. So one of the best quarters the Braves have played at both ends of the court, offense and defense.
No question. You know, that was, I think this is what you're alluding to, maybe all year, the best overall play. That one hits off the rim and Liscombe can't get it. The tip out to Menier, Hernandez, Van Kirk, Bauman, and Davis Marshall for the Braves. Hernandez pass tipped inside for Hernandez. Mabry comes up with it, tries to go coast to coast, no good. Over the back call on Lance on the rebound by Van Kirk.
Nice box out by Jared Van Kirk. Got his body into Lance. Lance had to go over to back of him, fouled him, and again the Braves dodge a steal and a breakaway layup by Lewisburg as Lewisburg misses it, and the Braves with the ball. Now this is something that the Braves hadn't had to deal with. This full court pressure because Lewisburg didn't score.
Yeah, I was going to say, they
didn't score.
I was just about to say, is that why we haven't seen it? Because they only had a three. And that steal.
Cross court pass.
Yep, cross court pass. Shedleski picks it off. Weather right now. Near side, setting up for three. Lance, he decides to drive in. Mabry will get fouled as he was going to send it back out to Shedleski. It's Mabry, Lance in the game, along with Weatherite for Lewisburg, Shedleski, and also in the game for Lewisburg is Liscombe. That's going to be the second foul on Menier.
Yeah.
And Marshall almost
nice
just plain stuffed Weatherite. And
Weatherite.
What was the call? I didn't see the call.
It was a
jump ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was either a block or a jump ball. And that time, Davis did a fantastic job because Weatherite was right in front of him with the ball and got his hands on it without getting any other parts of his body.
Marshall comes out now. Lyles will come back in as Durrell got a good rest there. Durrell with the basketball as they try and push it up. Van Kirk will find Menier. And they travel by Menier.
Nate's having a rough quarter, Kevin.
He got excited again, saw an open lane, decided to go into that open lane and forgot to hit the ball to the floor once. Under 7 to go here in the game. Shikellamy up 33-26. Lewisburg with the basketball. And with the basketball, they'll pass it around to the near wing to Lance. On the top of the key now, Liscombe. Weather right now looking. Liscombe on the near wing against this 2-3 zone. Bounce pass into the corner by Shedleski. Weather right now draws Menier out a little bit. And they'll patiently go around perimeter passing. Nothing inside. There's the first pass inside, and there's nowhere for Shedleski to go.
Well, the Braves wanted to keep Lewisburg under 55. I think they're going to do that, but they can't keep themselves under it, I don't think. That was a walk. That hop, that triple jump hop there, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good for spring sports, but not winter.
Yeah.
And that one goes inside, and firing it up is Mabry, and he will be fouled. I think this might be on Hernandez.
I think it's 42.
No.
That is.
No,
it can't be Davis.
No, it's not
Davis.
Marshall. He's not Davis in the game. It's got to be Hernandez.
Yeah,
it's Hernandez.
That's Jacob's first foul.
Back iron no good there for Mabry, and Mabry has struggled from the line.
Yes, he has. He's had opportunity here to get four foul shots. Now, as you can notice, Luciano and Mercado and Stevens back in.
Yep, it'll be Bauman, Menier, and Van Kirk out, and the second one is no good. Hung on the rim for a little bit
and
dropped off in front into Hernandez, who just wrapped it up like a baby.
I like it when both the offensive boards are that the people have the ball or the Braves, all right? And Dylan took it, or Jacob took it off of Durrell that time.
Durrell with the basketball back again, now finds Stevens. Stevens with a running one-hander, back iron, can't get it to drop in. Goes into the hands of Weatherite. Weatherite sends it right down to Mabry. Mabry, finger roll, lays it up and in. Lewisburg now closes the gap, now 33-28.
That's 6 points for Mabry. He did a great job. He just got the ball and went to the bucket and split two people.
Mabry averages 1 point a game. Oh, my! Was that a deep three from the top of the key? And that was a beautiful shot by Dylan Stevens.
Yes, sir. They gave him all night to shoot it. all afternoon, I should say, and he nailed it.
Yeah, he could have written a book there. Trying to answer back there is Shedleski, no good. Lewisburg gets it back. Shedleski never saw the ball. And it went right by him into the backcourt. And again, Lewisburg backed off. And Stevens almost got a free two.
And that's where the Braves will get the ball.
I was going to say, the most important thing is by letting that ball go backcourt and all the way back, the Braves will inbound underneath their own basket.
That's where they get the ball. I'm pointing.
Yeah, but you can't see that on the radio.
Come on, folks. You got to use your imagination.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I have no imagination. Stevens on the far wing now. Leading at 36-28 is Shikalimi. Luciano now near wing with the basketball. Looking at him closely is Liscombe.
Well, the Braves are playing with the intensity that I haven't seen for a while, Kevin.
We haven't seen this much intensity since the Sealands Grove game one. And now Mercado with it. He finds Lyles. Lyles jumped from about 10. No good. Hernandez with it. Had it ripped out of his hands as he went back up. Lance will lose it out of bounds. It will be Shikalimi basketball.
Just keep battling underneath there. I mean, the one thing the Braves have done very well tonight, they've done a great job of rebounding.
Timeout, Shikalimi. And I believe this will be a 30-second timeout. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in this game. 36-28 as the Shikalimi wrestling team has won two in a row this morning. Braves wrestling team, Braves basketball team trying to match that by winning the third Shikalimi sporting event on WKOK today.
You got it, and that would be a cap, all right, to a great afternoon for two, I should say, a Shikalimi winter program that had some dismal time.
It's been a long, rough year for the basketball team and the wrestling team, even though they have a 10-5 dual meet record. Did not do as well as we mentioned last week at the tournament as they wanted.
We'll go for the trifecta today, Kevin.
That's right. You go for the three big wins today, and all will be well again. Mercado gets it. He drives in, finds Lyles. Lyles from about 10 comes up short, and Brown will slap down that three ball.
That time, nobody was under the boards except for Ulysses Mercado, and he was a little outgunned.
Weatherhead with the basketball between the circles now, Liscombe. Underneath with the free two is Noon, and he missed it. Lyles with the rebound.
I'm telling you, Kevin, they know Durrell is lurking somewhere there, and they change everything.
The thought of Durrell is enough. There's a pass that's tipped. Coming up with it is Shedleski. Shedleski will send it to Liskin, and Stevens will commit the foul and knock it out of his hands, but falling on the floor is Liskin.
I think they're going to call a shooting foul on this, all right? What Dylan did was he tried to get in front. He tried to get in front of Liscombe, and when he did, he got the ball, got his arm, and he got him off balance as he was going in for the layup. So that's Dylan's first foul. Liscombe's first time at the foul line, Kevin.
More importantly, though, this is team foul number 6 for the Braves, and the left-hander puts the first one in. A 75% free throw shooter trying to make it a two-possession game with just under 4 minutes to go. Here comes the second one. That one is good.
5 points for Ben tonight, Kevin. This afternoon, not tonight.
Averages 8. Yeah, you can look out the door. It's still daylight.
See, this press has bothered the Braves. A nice pass inside.
And Hernandez has his shot blocked. It rolls out of bounds, and it will be Lewisburg basketball. And was that blocked by Shedleski there?
Yeah, that they hit the open person in the low box, and that person will be there because you can't guard that person, if especially the way you play this zone defense. That time they recovered quite well, and Jacob Hernandez just got his shot blocked.
Marshall in for Hernandez now for Shikalimi, and the Braves 2-3 zone back in action as Lewisburg has the ball with 3:30 remaining, trailing it by 6. Weatherite thought about a three and then took it back. Now he's going to take that far wing three. He'll come up short. Luciano will make that
back. Mercado plays in the back of that defense. Number 3, all right? All 5 foot seven
of him,
all right?
5'9", according to the book.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
That might be stretched out. That might be with lifts on.
You got to look to score. You just want to make sure you take a good shot.
Mercado looks at the three. Back iron, no good. That was a good look. Lyles with the rebound, though. Here comes the swing around to Marshall. Marshall near wing, far wing three, rather. That one, no good. Rebound controlled by Shedleski. Shedleski now to Liscombe. back to Shedleski. Head fakes the three, drives in, runs into a whole lot of traffic.
Wow.
No call, surprise. Lyle comes up with it. Terrell goes up, tries to throw it off the window, can't get it to drop in. Back the other way, Weatherite. Weatherite, finger roll, no. Marshall with the rebound. And an offensive foul as an elbow went into the upper body of Liscomb. Marshall came down and swung an elbow, and you can't do that.
In the same rights, Kevin, you can't mug a guy underneath there when he has.
Agreed.
But you're right. You can't,
agreed.
You can't push
you can't
those
swing
elbows around.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what the call was. The call was the elbows up and swinging around.
Although when they tell you to get when you get the rebound inside, this is what you do, Kevin. You get the elbows out.
Well,
but then you can't swing.
You can't swing them, right.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, that, and that's what you were leading to. You get the elbows out to give yourself some room, but when you start turning back and
David,
forth.
He has to get rid of the ball quicker. That's the main thing.
And right. Getting up under his own power is Liscomb. Liscomb has had a tough second half. He's been really on the floor an awful lot.
That one by far was probably worse than the first one.
I would agree with that.
I mean, I would rather fall on the floor than get an elbow in the side of my face.
Now, that's a player control foul, not a shooting foul,
right.
But a seventh team foul now on Shikalimi, and that means that, Lewisburg will be shooting.
What the heck just went on there for a minute and a half, Kevin? It was like street ball,
telling you, I was getting
unbelievable.
Whiplash.
I mean, just everybody trying to score off of fast breaks.
Ramirez with a basketball now. He checked in with the departure of Liscomb.
Nobody shot the ball. It was thrown the whole time.
Yeah. Brown also in the game. He has the ball on the far side. Now Ramirez back to Brown again with 2:12 to go. Lewisburg down six. They've been down pretty much the entire second half after the big third period by the Braves where Lewisburg only scored a three by that guy, Weatherite. He'll go left side now, find Noon.
Well, Lewisburg's doing what Shikalimi should do. They're holding on to the ball.
Weatherite fires a three. That one off the iron, no good. Rebound by Lyle.
Relax.
Well, and that's what you were talking about with Selinsgrove the other night when Elsa had fired up three after three after three and really gave the Braves an opportunity to get back in that game. And now we have a foul.
On Ramirez.
And that will be a, what do they call it? He called it 1-1?
No. Here's what Lewisburg has to do, Kevin. They had three fouls. So they're going to start fouling to get it down so they can stop the play. They can't stop play with 1-1
right.
Now until they get to the 17th foul.
And the official did signal 1-1, but he was looking at the Shikalimi side, so it is an inbound for the Braves, obviously, with team foul number four. And that one, Brown slaps out of bounds in front of Wild.
That was a great job by
Romel
Brown to drop from up on top to keep that pass from going down deep into Darrell Lyles.
Luciano inbounding, running out of time, finds Lyles at the foul line. Darrell into the corner, Luciano three, overshot it. Rebound on the backside by Brown. Actually, the backboard kept that one from being well over the basket.
Got to get another stop here if the Braves want to keep this lead, Kevin.
Minute 22, Weatherite's the guy that's been hitting the threes for Lewisburg.
Shedleski can hit him.
He's got the ball on the baseline now, tries a runner and gets it. And a timeout by Lewisburg. As it's now a 36-32 Shikalimi lead with a minute 12 remaining. This will be a 30-second timeout.
Well, Weatherite did what he needed to do. He attacked the basket from the corner, and the Braves gave him the baseline. Pulled up about 5 feet from a nice runner, all right? I mean, let's face it. I believe Coleman's probably got the nicest touch out there, whether it's from the outside or whether it's driving. And he's got 5 points in his second half, and that's his first bucket here since the three he had in the third quarter. 12 on the game so far, Kevin, for Weatherite.
36-32 in favor of Shikalimi with a minute 12 to go. 17 fouls for the Braves, just four for Lewisburg. So what happens here is most likely going to be a quick foul, I would think.
Well, if they can't steal the ball, with the press, they're probably going to try to steal the ball before they foul, but if it gets down to a certain point, they will.
Well, Braves have three back, and they're passing it back and forth, and Lewisburg is not attacking the pass. They're just slowing it coming up. And there's a tip, but Lyles comes up with it, lays it up and in. Unusual way for Lewisburg to press. They backed off the whole time and let time run off the clock.
But then they doubled up once they got past the three-point, or past half court.
And a three-point shot by Liscomb is no good, and now they're going to have to foul with 48 seconds to go. And that foul will send Luciano over to the line.
No, not yet, Kevin.
I'm sorry. It's only foul number five.
Chereski picks up foul number three.
You know, we haven't gone this deep into a game with four fouls in a long time, so I'm not used to looking up with seconds to go and only seeing four fouls. And a long pass to the baseline is caught by Luciano.
Nice pass by Durrell. He had to get the right touch on it so it didn't go out of bounds. And there's another foul.
And that one will be foul number six. And that one charged to Weatherite with 43.4 to go in a two-possession
game. The Braves have only scored 5 points in this quarter, Kevin. And they're winning.
But Lewisburg hasn't picked up much more than that.
No, they haven't. Lewisburg has six.
And there's foul number seven.
And that's going to put Nate Luciano on the line. 1-1. And now it becomes important that you make the foul shots.
He made one of two earlier this afternoon. He will have a 1-1 situation, a two-possession game with 41.8, but the first one is the big one. He takes his time, fires it up, and it rattles around but down.
Now it's a three-possession game.
That's what made that one huge. Not only is it a three-possession game, but now you get the extra shot as well. With the clock stopped with 41.8 remaining. Second one is up and in. That one smooth.
9 points for Nate tonight.
8-point lead, and Mercado's defense knocks it out of the hands of Weatherite off of his foot out of bounds. Weatherite contesting that it didn't touch any of it.
I tell you, Ulysses with another great defensive play.
Hernandez gets it, and Hernandez will get fouled immediately by Liscomb. Hernandez, a 72% free throw shooter on the year. He makes both of these, and it becomes a huge lead.
He's 2-for-4 today.
2-for-4 for Hernandez.
From the foul line.
40-32. First one up. No good. Lyles with the rebound.
Good smart move by Durrell. Kick it back out.
Yep, got it way out to the half-court line, and Stevens is fouled now by Chedleski with 31.2 to go, and Dillon will go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Well, Durrell did to Lewisburg what Zillensgrove did to Chicago.
Time and time again on Wednesday night.
He was not in the best position to get the rebound, but they didn't box him out, and he picked it off.
Stevens, good. That makes it a 9-point game. This one makes it a 4-possession game. And that one might be enough to do it if he can finish it off here.
Well, Dillon with 7, possibly now 8.
Got it. 10-point game with 31.2 to go. A great second half by the Braves. Long 3 is no good by Liscomb. Mercado gets it. He will drive up, and a whistle with 21 seconds to go. Coach Ziegler pumps the fist because the Braves have pretty much set themselves up for a big home win on Senior Day.
What a change, Kevin, from that first quarter. First half. Well, the Braves have done a pretty good job. Second quarter, they scored 12 points. They outscored Lewisburg. But that first quarter, they only had 6.
Mercado misses the first. Lewisburg has scored 9 points in the second half.
Not one of their better performances here, Kevin. But again, that's great defense by the Braves.
And the second one is no good. Rebound by Noon with 18 seconds to go and a 10-point lead. Three-pointer on the way by Chedleski. That one's good. Timeout. And at 42-35 with 13.6 to go, I believe a full timeout is all they have to choose from. And Southman takes the full timeout.
They have one timeout left, Kevin. They have one full. Braves have all three of theirs left.
Don't forget the Braves in action Monday night to wrap up the season. That will be against Southern Columbia. We'll have that for you here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on WKOK.com. That's following CBS News at 7, tip-off scheduled for 7:30. And weather permitting, the Braves are supposed to go out to Belfont for a match that was postponed due to weather. And from what the AccuWeather forecast says, Monday night into Tuesday, that might happen again. You haven't heard yet, AccuWeather last check was looking at 3 to 6, 4 to 8 inches of snow before a changeover early in the day on Tuesday, potentially to some sleet, freezing rain, and then all rain.
Hooray.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that. Check out the full forecast online at WKOK.com. Don't let me get my hands on that groundhog right now.
And it's supposed to warm up then at the end of the week.
Yeah, that's okay. If it only stays around for a day or two, I'm good. And there's the inbounds. Luciano comes up with 10. They're going to back everybody off. They did not get the foul that they wanted to get. And the Braves will begin the celebration on Senior Day with a 42-35 victory and one of the best defensive performances we have seen in a long time by a Shikellamy basketball team. Lewisburg falls to Shikellamy 42-35. The postgame and Bill Ziegler coming up next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Most of us will need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Welcome back to the Shikellamy Fieldhouse.
I wanted to say that.
Oh, go ahead.
Welcome back, folks, to a great afternoon for Shikellamy Sports. Two wrestling victories and one basketball victory, all on a Saturday before 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was going to say, and everybody gets a chance to enjoy it and celebrate the rest of the evening. And a very excited Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves joining us here on the postgame. I don't know what you said at halftime, but you need to bottle that up and make sure to use that for the rest of your career.
As a coaching staff, I think we did a really nice job, you know, taking the first 2 minutes, let the kids go to the bathroom, get a drink, figuring out what adjustments we wanted to make. And we went in there, went over a few things, and got them out ready to play. And defensively, they really played well. You know, Ulysses Mercado's defense, you know, just was infectious tonight. And when they saw how hard he was playing, they just all followed suit.
Yeah, that was what I was just going to follow up. Ulysses Mercado just dove in front of everybody, took some chances, and got some breaks. You know, it wasn't a closely called game at times, so he had an opportunity to take advantage of that. Is that something you guys were talking about? Like, listen, we can afford to maybe reach a little bit and maybe take a couple of gambles here.
Well, we wanted to be aggressive, and, you know, there were times that we were well out of position, but we were being aggressive, getting our hands on the ball, and I didn't want to pull the strings off, especially when we were playing very intense. So we kind of, you know, kept letting them play and take the chances and do a real nice job. I tell you what, you know, I can't say enough about Ulysses' defense tonight. You know, if you look at him skill-wise, not the best ball handler, not the best shooter, not the best passer, but boy, does he give 100% effort.
Your kids put a clinic on how to play zone defense that second half. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, they played really well. You know, Lewisburg has a bunch of guys that can shoot the ball. nobody that really stings out, but they can all knock it down. So we had to be aware of everybody, and we made one adjustment at halftime to kind of take away the short corner, and we forced them more in the perimeter, and we contested a lot of shots and got the W today.
By far the best overall performance of the year, next to maybe the Sealands Grove game the first time out. The first half, a tightly played first half. What was the one thing that you saw besides the aggressiveness from an offensive standpoint that seemed to work a little bit better in the second half first half?
One thing that really helped us a lot, too, is we limited the turnovers. But another thing, you know, we have a junior guard named Dylan Stevens who at times struggles and sometimes has a hard time, you know, getting over that when things go bad to keep pushing forward. And today he was confident for all 32 minutes of the game, and he knocked down some big shots for us.
Outstanding win here on Senior Day, and even though there's one more game to go here with Southern Columbia on Monday night, an opportunity to just send them out on a very, very positive note.
Yeah, we talked about that, too, that, you know, as a senior, you know, eventually, you know, there's not any more games to wear the uniform, and you know, we want to, you know, finish the season strong. It wasn't the season that we want to have, but if we can win it, you know, send the seniors out with two wins in a row, and hopefully that'll give us some momentum going forward for next year.
Fun game to call, Coach. Good job.
Thank you. I'm happy.
Yep.
Coach Bill Ziegler.
I'm sure Beth's happy too.
I was
right?
going to say.
I'm sure she's have
you,
the
I was just going to say, have you gotten a text yet about anything?
I don't know. I didn't check my phone
yet.
Okay.
All right.
But I'll talk to her soon.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Bill Ziegler with a big, leading the Shikellamy Braves to a big 42-35 win over the Lewisburg Green Dragons here this afternoon. And defense was the key. No question.
Well, look at the high scores for Shikellamy. All right, Nate Luciano had 9. Nobody in double figures, all right? So offensively, they only scored 42 points, and normally in a high school boys game, you're not going to win. But when you limit Lewisburg to 20 points underneath their average and 20 points underneath what you wanted to let them score 55, you can't say enough about their defense.
20? Let's see. You were talking about those numbers. How about 12 in the entire second half?
Yeah, well, if you talk about the last three quarters, 21 points.
Yeah, that's another good point.
And they scored 14 in the first quarter. So it was just, I think Coach Ziegler used the word infectious, all right? And, you know, I don't think that Lewisburg had an antidote for that infection of Ulysses Mercado. All right.
It was a good infection.
It was for the Shikellamy, but for Lewisburg,
it was
it might as well have been giving him rabies. All right, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable what he did tonight.
He was all over the place in the second half, and we'll get a look at the number of steals here later on. But again, big rebounding by Darrell Lyles, who will end up adding to his career rebounds. Came into the game at 6:30.
Darrell and Jacob and Davis all rebounded well. That's the one thing that even in the first half, when they didn't score as many points in that first quarter, when they only scored 6, they still basically controlled the boards. And they did that the entire game. They got second chances down underneath their basket, and they basically gave Lewisburg one shot and sometimes no shots, all right, with their defense. But the rebounding was excellent tonight.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, this caps off a Shikellamy Sports triple header on WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves wrestling team this morning beating Hollidaysburg 43-27, followed it up with a win over Bald Eagle Area 35-30, and the Braves basketball team with a 42-35 win here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse to break a 6-game losing skid. The Braves wrestling team now improving to 10-5 overall. The Braves now improving in the basketball side, 5-16 overall. And, you know, this is the funny part. You know, sometimes you don't have to have a prolific offense to win the game. Well, that was the third worst point total of the year for Shikellamy. But when it comes defensively, there was only one game they played better defensively, and that was the opener of the Macy Minear tournament against Midwest when they gave up 34.
Yep. And they played Lou Delgrotti-type basketball. You don't have to score a lot of points. Just keep them from scoring.
Just keep them from scoring. We didn't mention, though, we talked about Mercado's defense. On Wednesday night, we did not mention this in the postgame, and I didn't realize it until afterwards. Ulysses Mercado had a career-high 15 in the loss to Lewisburg. So a career-high 15 for Ulysses Mercado. That's 5 over his previous career-high, a 10-point display, a 10-point effort against Warrior Run earlier in the year. No big career numbers today, but some big defensive numbers. And, Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap it up.
I think when I told Coach, it was, you know, it was fun to call tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, after the first quarter, we didn't think so, but from then on, it was exciting. And there was only one stretch of what I call street basketball in there in the fourth quarter when both teams were going up and down the court and they were throwing the ball. They weren't shooting it. But other than that, it was good. It was good. It was a good basketball game to watch.
Well, after trailing for the first quarter 14-6, the Braves made up for it with a 42-35 victory, our final score. So the Shikellamy wrestling team winning 2, the Braves basketball team winning 1. And for Steve Williams, the Chief, Dave Ritchie, Gian, and myself, Kevin Herb, thanks for joining us on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com.